Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this morning. I am on the porch of my little cabin out in the woods in the trees behind my house where I do a lot of my writing and a lot of my radio work out here, sipping on some coffee and listening to Western Swing and other things. This show, I love country music, old-time music, Western Swing and other things has become a tradition for me around here on the porch with the coffee listening every week. But it's one of my favorite times of the week when I have an opportunity to visit with all you folks and, you know, tell you a little bit about what's going on in my outdoor world and maybe sometime give you some tips or some information that will help you in your outdoor endeavors. Last week, I was telling you a little bit about an upcoming hog hunt down in East Texas with a friend of mine. Jeff Rice has got a ranch down there and lots of hogs on it. That took place. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a minute. But before that, we had a fishing trip, an awesome fishing trip. Now, Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, you know, he does Trailing the Hunter's Moon on TV and very well-known sportsman and hunter. Larry's a good buddy of mine, and he came up and joined me and Rick Lambert, who is Miranda Lambert's dad, one super nice fellow, I might say. Rick joined us for the fishing trip, and Jeff Rice, the friend that owns the hunting ranch. We were all together fishing with another good friend of mine. Yep, I do have a lot of friends, folks. David Hansen. He's a fishing guide down at Lake Tewakene, and he probably puts more people on big catfish than anybody I know. He's an awesome person, awesome fishing guide. You can check him out, David Hansen, down at Lake Tewakene. I think his guide service is called Little D's. That's littleDSGuideService.com, I believe is his website. But we caught the daylights out of catfish, up to 55 pounds. And this is on a rod and reel, folks. You know, we're using heavy rods, heavy lines, strong hooks, but caught several. I think we caught five trophy catfish total, four or five, I forget. But we released all the big ones and kept a couple of smaller ones to eat. So after our fishing trip, it was time to head over to David Hansen's place and cook them up. That was a treat. David's got a barn out there with a fish cooker out there and a table, and oh, it was a ball. It was about people started coming out of the woodwork when he fired that cooker up. There's probably 12 people there maybe, and we knocked that fish out, I want to tell you. But then we go on to round two, which I talked a little bit about last week, is this hog hunt we had with Jeff Rice's place. Awesome time. We all got hogs. You know, a trophy hog for me is a eater hog, and that can be a sow that weighs 200 pounds or a boar that weighs 110 pounds, but I connected with what we'll call a good eater hog. Everybody got their pork, and we had a wonderful time up at Jeff's place hunting there. I brought I made some wild pork guisado. You know, guisado is a Mexican dish, and it's very, very tasty. I had it stewed down and had some carrots and garlic and cumin and a fresh pork that I'd smoked and chopped up in there, onions, tomatoes. I had just about everything in there, and the little cut some carrots really fine, dice them up and put some celery in it, just kind of stewed, kind of a Mexican stew. But if you cook that guisado down and reduce most of the moisture, you can put it on a flour tortilla, and that's exactly what we did. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't get any complaints from the diners down there. That was breakfast, and then we had some steaks in the evening down there. Typical outdoor adventure. Folks, you don't know how much I enjoy being with you each week. Do remember catfishradio.com. You can go there and listen to some more outdoor talk that I do. Have a safe week in the outdoors. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.